This is K2PCB. K2PCB, listening for any calls.
K2PCB, KC2PET.
Oh, good morning, sir. Happy raining Friday. I think it's supposed to be like this tomorrow, too, which is unfortunate. Yeah, we've got some running around to do, and we're going to hit the garage sale thing at the fairgrounds, but if it's raining, I have to imagine most of the outside people will not be there. But, how's your day looking?
Oh, it's looking pretty good. About the same as yours, going to work. My truck keeps developing more and more issues, so I think I'm going to eventually have to take it in somewhere. But it's all right. I'm probably going to drive it spend another year. I'm probably, with all the issues I keep having with it, I think it's going to be safe to say it's just going to go bye-bye soon.
What are all the issues? It doesn't sound too bad. I don't think it's been too costly, has it?
No, not if I was taking it somewhere to have all the work done that I've done to it. Yeah, probably would have been. Like that transmission problem. I deal with the information center. The radio and stuff just keeps doing randomly what it wants. Now it's developed, I think it's out of fuel because it loses some sense, something from the sending unit from the fuel tank, so I think it's out of gas. And obviously the fuel pump driver thing, that was originally what started it, so. But yeah, it's got its issues.
I had recently come to terms with, you know, the fact that I'm probably going to hold on to this truck for a few more years. I haven't seen anything out there that, you know, I've been drooling over. So if I can keep this going, are you really going to pull back in front of me? You've been driving slow this whole time? That's okay. Yeah, in fact, I was telling Brad yesterday, or whatever day it was, that I'm going to go have the undercoating spray put on there, the yearly rust inhibitor. And that's Monday afternoon.
Yeah, I do my own rust inhibitor, but at this point, I'm going to think if I'm going to get rid of it in a year or two, I think I'm just going to say, not going to even bother with it.
That's exactly where I was. I was somehow convinced that I was going to trade it in before the warranty ran out. And from a cost perspective, it just doesn't make sense unless there was something else that I really wanted. And so far, we're doing okay. The only thing that sucks is I'm going to need new tires this year. So I have to keep an eye out for deals on those. And, yeah, other than that, I guess we're okay. What was I going to say? Oh, yeah, I keep chipping away at this little project. I bought an aftermarket camera, a cheap one, to go onto my 3D printer. There's a camera on there, but I wanted something with better resolution, and it does a better job with night vision. Well, the camera that I purchased has a fixed focal distance, so everything on the printer is not in focus. And so over the past couple of days, I've been like spending literally 5 minutes a day, in the morning, no less, taking it apart, and they glued the lens. It's threaded in, but they glued it in place. I had to chip out that adhesive. And, I've got it apart and made a 3D printed a new mount for it. And I got to mount it back on the printer and set the focal distance so it's appropriate for my range. It's very touchy, so I definitely want to get it in place before I adjust it.
All right, got your timeout timer. I'll pause a little bit for Brad to see if he's in here this morning. I kind of thought he said he may not make it in today. So go ahead, continue with your conversation.
Well, we were talking about vehicles and driving, and the other day we were kind of or I was at least ranting about, you know, somebody cutting me off and then some kids pulling out of the school parking lot without stopping. So it was interesting. I'm not going to say there's any right or wrong. Oh my goodness, gas is up to 4:59. Holy goodness. I'm coming around the corner of Park and Emerson yesterday and rolling towards the school, and I can see this bus rolls up by the road. They do slow down, but didn't. I don't think they came to a complete stop, and then rolled out into the road in front of me. And I don't want to say I had a slam on the brakes, but I had to come to a pretty quick stop. I mean, it's a 15-mile-an-hour zone, so it's not like I'm doing 60. And she proceeds to, you know, cut right in front of me and then slide her window back and yell at me about how it's 15 miles an hour in there. There's no way. Maybe I was over 15, but I probably wasn't over 20. And, you know, I drive through that every day. Oh my goodness, you got a bus, presumably with a bus full of kids, and you pull out in front of a car? Oh my goodness.
Yeah, I think some of these bus drivers, they think they own the road, which, in a way, they kind of do, because they're carrying precious cargo, but, yeah, they got to abide to the rules of the road, too, as well. And, yeah, I know there's one bus I know I was following, actually, a couple Thursdays ago, I was following one, and they kept riding the shoulder, riding it, and they were into the gravel. I'm like, holy crap. Like, you need to, kind of center it up a little bit, you know? I'm like, is this person on something or what? Then they finally turned off. I'm like, well, at least it wasn't my daughter's bus, so I wasn't too worried about it. But I felt bad for the other kids or if there were parents' kids that were on that bus.
Well, it makes me glad that I have the dash cam here in the truck. And not that anything happened, but if something did happen, you know, there's that record, and, you know, if it's my fault, it's my fault. If it's not, it's not. I'm reading this book right now called The Midnight Library, and it's kind of a sad start because there's this girl that wants to end her life, and so it's already kind of a dark book, but it goes quickly, and it's not very graphic, so you get past that. But what ends up happening is she is in between leaving this world and moving on. She's, if you will, being presented with an option or options to step back into a different life. You know, if one little thing happened in that life differently, it would change everything else in your life. That whole butterfly effect, or whatever you want to call it, chaos theory. And so it's about her stepping into different lives to see how it would compare. If she made a different decision in that life, and that alternate life, and her whole life was different, would it be better than the one that she wanted to give up? And so it's very interesting. I don't know what's going to... I'm only about a quarter of the way through. I don't know how many of these cycles will go through, but yeah, you know, a couple seconds, something could be different.
Yeah, Megan, I got stuff for Mother's Day. Got Megan a Barnes & Noble gift card, so she should like that. So she's always looking for books to buy, so get her that for Mother's Day. She should like that. She's into, her and our neighbor are very into a lot of book reading right now. I mean, it's good to see, even so much that she's cut way back on her phone screen time and her TV time. So, yeah, it's been all around. She's getting back into reading her books, which is good. Even Evelyn's kind of taking a liking to reading a lot of books as well. I mean, not so much. Tried reading books. While I'm sitting there, I'm too much of a busybody. I can sit there, I'm like, you know, I could be working on this or doing this right now, and, you know, I end up doing that kind of stuff instead of having the time to sit back reading, relax and read a book. But, yeah, it's all good, you know. I'm glad that's Megan and Evelyn found something together that they can relate to.
Evelyn's a little young right now, but yeah, when it, it'd be nice when you get to the point where they are both at a similar reading level where they can read a book and say, hey, did you read this? So here, this was pretty good. Check this out.
Yeah, she's at to a point where she can, she's actually into the, I think they're like, they're kids' books. I mean, they got maybe a couple chapters in them, and which is, they're pretty good. I mean, they're, yeah, she's like in a few chapters into them. And it's what's the name of the book? Dog and versus Cat. And it's not like, like a Garfield type thing. It's a totally different type of, characters, but they're pretty funny, I guess. It's a pretty interesting book. I might read through one of them a little bit just to kind of relate to her.
That's pretty cool. Except for the fact that it sounds like your truck's telling you that you're out of gas.
It comes and goes. It's got half a tank in it, if that's even reading correctly. And, yeah. Goes empty and comes back. I love technology. I mean, it's for a pump. It's a fuel, for a fuel pump. Why do they need all that stuff for a fuel pump? I don't get it.
Affecting the way that it's running at all, is it?
No, it runs absolutely fine. There's no issues with it running.
No issues with it running? Your nose sounding good today?
No, it's sitting on all six cylinders. No issues, no hiccups, no nothing.
Told Brad on Thursday, well, maybe I said it Wednesday or Thursday, I don't remember what it was, that appointment I have for the truck is on Monday afternoon, so I'm going to do an early in, early out, so I probably will not be on Monday morning.
Okay, that might be just me, Brad and me day, which is fine. Yep. I'm glad that to see that my nose finally fixed. That bugs me when that thing doesn't work right. Or it bugs me that I think stuff's up right and doesn't work the way it should. Yep. More problems. I guess I think I'm going to have to... I only think I can take my truck even to a local garage, like Gillen or something. I think it has to go to a dealership. Unless they can program the... module that they put into this thing, that they're going to have to put into this thing to fix it.
And that's the part that sucks. You don't know one way or the other what the, you know, how involved it is. Going to the dealership, they're going to be able to, most likely be able to identify it quickly. You will pay a premium, but you're going to get a quick turn on it. Someone else, if they don't have the equipment, might take that longer, might take some trial and error, unless they're really good. I don't know how good Gillen's is. I know Barb used to like to go there. That was her go-to place. But I've actually never been there. That's KCPCB, and good morning, Jeff. I thought Jeff was in there. Yeah, I don't know of anyone else that uses them. Have you been there before?
Once, a long time ago, I had to go there once. I had my little rear end. Or deal from the firehouse when they rented me, and I was just gonna let it ride, but the insurance company was like, you know, just get it fixed or whatever. So I couldn't fix it myself. I had to take it to somewhere, so I went to him, and he did a good job. He actually was able to pound out, and it's just a dented bumper. He just pounded it out and repainted it, and it looks it held up for the rest of the life of my Blazer. And that's a truck I miss, or that's a SUV. That thing I missed a lot. That was a good car. They don't make them like that anymore.
Remember the Blazer? Yeah, that's going back a couple years. All right, so I've got 6:45, so I'm going to run. And I think I saw you pull in. So this is KQPCB. Heading on in to get this day started. KQPCB clear.
KC2PET clear.